An Alliance man was killed when he was hit by a vehicle in Canton Tuesday night. Police say 36-year-old Terry Barker was crossing Route 62 at Kirby Avenue Northeast at about 9:20 when he was hit by a westbound car. The driver, who called 911, was not hurt. He's not suspected of being impaired. Barker was pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information asked to contact Canton Police. The crash remains under investigation. 9 to 13.5 years in prison. The sentence issued to a Canton man who pleaded guilty to attempted murder charge. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp sentenced 30-year-old Marcolo Richardson Monday. He also pleaded guilty to felonious assault. Both charges include gun specifications. Richardson must also register as a violent offender. He shot 37-year-old Devin Spencer 3 times at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast in Canton January 4th. Legal guardians of a 3-year-old Canton boy who died earlier this month face possible indictment. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton appeared Monday in municipal court. They waived their right to a preliminary hearing. The case bound over to the grand jury. Givens and Thompson being held on $1 million bond. They're charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The two accused of not properly feeding and caring for the child, causing him to starve to death. A Canton man has been identified as the victim of a deadly motorcycle crash in Akron Friday night. Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says 26-year-old Austin Lyle was eastbound on Route 224 between Manchester Road and South Main Street. He was thrown from the bike after it struck a guardrail. Lyle was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are investigating. They believe speed was a factor. The truck driver will be sentenced June 30th on convictions stemming from a deadly chain reaction crash that killed 6 people from the Tuskegee Valley School District. Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Brandstuhl issued the verdicts last Friday at the bench trial for 61-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville. McDonald was found guilty of 6 misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He had been charged with 6 counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and 9 counts of vehicular assault. The judge said McDonald's actions in causing the crash were negligent but not reckless. He faces a maximum sentence of 18 months in prison. Tuscarawas County judge has handed down a punishment to a Massillon man who played a role in the dumping of a woman's body. 38-year-old Victor McCoy was sentenced Monday in Common Pleas Court to 9 months in prison. He pleaded guilty last month to charges of gross abuse of a corpse and failure to report a death. 36-year-old Ashley Morris of East Sparta was recently sentenced to 6 months in the Stark Regional Community Corrections Center. She pleaded guilty to gross abuse of a corpse in February. Family of 27-year-old Katie Fuller reported her missing in September 2023. Her body was found along North Orchard Road in Sandy Township nearly 2 months later. Authorities determined she had died of an overdose. Barberton man indicted in a shooting triggered by a domestic dispute. 24-year-old Justice Oney was charged Monday with murder, felonious assault, and abduction. Police responded to the area of East Page Avenue and 3rd Street Northeast early April 14th. 25-year-old Nathan Flight of Canton was discovered with multiple gunshot wounds. He died of his injuries at Akron General Medical Center. Police arrested Oney near the crime scene. A gun reportedly was found inside his vehicle. A 4-year sentence for a Sebring man accused of downloading images of child pornography. 63-year-old Douglas Brock pleaded guilty in Mahoning County Court in March to counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Police acting on a tip seized Brock's computer from his home in May 2023. Investigators say they found evidence he had downloaded pornographic images of a girl aged 12 to 14. He was unable to possess a weapon due to a felony conviction in 1997. Reportedly had the weapon or dangerous ordinance in May 2023 while living in Canton. Trial of a Wellsville man has been pushed back to July 29th, a new date for 35-year-old Michael Stacy set Monday by Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton. She agreed to his defense motion for a continuance in which he cited a need for more time to go over information with his client. Stacy pleaded not guilty in December to charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass. He was slated for trial June 3rd. Stacy accused of hitting a woman with a blunt object October 17th. Wellsville police discovered all the burners open on the stove in the home. Teen is in critical but stable condition after being run over by a vehicle in Youngstown. Police called to a home on Himrod Avenue on the city's east side early Sunday. They found a 15-year-old girl inside with leg injuries. She was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Police say a man drove a car over both of her legs while she was fighting with another female. The incident is under investigation. Bond set at $250,000 for a man accused of causing a fatal 2-vehicle crash near New Middletown. 66-year-old Walter Bold of Struthers appeared Tuesday in Mahoning County Court. He pleaded not guilty to charges of aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, and OVI. Bolt was indicted last week and arrested Monday. The Highway Patrol says pickup driven by Bolt was southbound on Route 170 March 3rd when it struck a northbound car driven by 44-year-old Angela Brown of New Middletown. Bolt's blood alcohol level was reportedly 0.215. Brown died at the crash scene. Her 15-year-old son, Jason Daff, died at a hospital. A 12-year-old son suffered serious injuries.